Cajun. And there goes the full-time whistle. There goes the full-time whistle. What a victory for St. Michael's. They have defeated Kilchar in a game where Kilchar controlled right up to the 10th minute into the second half. They've got two goals from the first goal coming in the 18th minute from St. Michael's. It was Colin McFadden. And the second goal came from Carlos O'Reilly in a game of two halves, if there ever was that. And Michael McGinley, he'll be the toast of St. Michael's tonight, kicking an absolute monster way out in the far right-hand side, deep into injury time, it has to be said. It's all over here, Kieran, as I try and contain myself. It is St. Michael's who have gone through to the semi-final in this, what is it? A strange game, it has to be said. But St. Michael's, to their credit in the second half, they worked tirelessly and worked on that aspect of Kilcar. They were finding a lot of space within the full forward line and creating a load of opportunities. They went 9-2 up at halftime. They even started the second half on 36 seconds with a point from Oran Dugan, and that put Kilcar 10 points to 2 up and an 8-point cushion on that stage. And then it was St. Michael's who responded on the second minute from Daniel McLaughlin. On the third minute, then it was that man, Paddy McBurty, who notched Kilcar's 11 points to 3, but it was then once again Daniel McLaughlin just staying in the game was at this stage St. Michael's, and they did do that with another score from a free, and it was still 11 points to 4 with 4 minutes gone. And then on the fifth minute, it was a great catch in the middle by Paddy McBurty. He hand passed the ball down to Kieran McGinley. McGinley kicked the ball over the bar for his second score in this quarter final, and that was 12 points to 4 after 5 minutes gone. In the sixth minute, well, it was Daniel McLaughlin once again from a free for St. Michael's. That was 12 points to 5, but this was the turning aspect of this particular game. On the 10th minute, a brilliant bit of running from Conor Doherty from Kilcar. He was pulled back by Jamie Hunter. It resulted in a free, or in a penalty, I should say, and that penalty was struck by Paddy McBurty, low and hard down to the far right-hand side of Mark Anthony McGinley. He got down and saved that particular penalty, and that was really the strike that pushed on St. Michael's. They started to really work hard on turnovers, and they did do that on the 12th minute. A big turnover on Patrick McBurty by the St. Michael's defence. The ball went up the pitch through the hands of Colin McFadden and also Martin McElhenney. Hand passed the ball out to Daniel McLaughlin, who has immense today for St. Michael's. Kicked the ball over the bar on the 12th minute. On the 14th minute, it was Michael McGinley. He scored the first of his really important points on the 14th minute, and that left it 12 points to 7 in favour of Kilcar. But on the 18th minute, it was a little bit of magic from Colin McFadden, where number 8 dancing through a number of tackles from the Kilcar defenders, but he somehow found the net of Owen O'Donnell, and that left it 1-7 to 12 points in favour of St. Michael's. But on the 23rd minute, it was another goal. That goal from Carlos O'Reilly, who really struck it well, brought the ball through a number of Kilcar defenders. They will be livid with that in Kilcar, because somehow he got through once again and bang, down to the bottom corner of Owen O'Donnell's net. That left it 2-7 to 12 points. And for the first time in the 23rd minute, it was St. Michael's who were leading. But up stepped Paddy McBurty with a free for Kilcar on the 29th. And it looked like this game was going to go to extra time. But Michael McGinley and St. Michael's had other thoughts. They were really composed and possessing care. Moved the ball about left to right. Puck out that little bit of space that Michael McGinley kicked from distance, all of 30 yards out on the right-hand side with his right boot. Kicked it high. Looked like it didn't have the distance. But that little bit of a breeze, that aided St. Michael's. Put the ball over the bar, and it's St. Michael's who have booked their place into the semi-final of the Dr. Maguire. Big, big turnaround here in Davy Brennan Memorial Park. It's all over. It's 2-8 for St. Michael's. It's 13 points for Kilcar. It's Pádraig Kilcerny here for Highland Radio Sunday Sport. We'll be getting some after-match reaction from Cal McSweeney and his backroom team on that big, big victory there.